So, for example, in the spring, if you were to go and look at a bunch of different streams, say near the Rocky Mountains, a lot of them would look very, very muddy and murky, and you definitely wouldn't really want to go wading in them because they don't look really pretty. All of that murky, muddy look is the suspended load. It's all the really fine-grained stuff that's light enough that it can be suspended in the water column for long amounts of time and for long distances. So, how do we decide between what's bed load and what's suspended load? So, what goes into suspension and what kind of gets stuck moving along the bottom of the stream? This is going to be related to the velocity of the water, how steeply tilted the bed of the stream is, and those are going to be related to one another by something called shear stress. The greater the shear stress you have on an object, the more easily you can move it. And so, if you have a very fast-flowing, deep river with a steep bank or a steep bed, it's going to be able to pick up and move larger objects than something that is slower moving, maybe smaller, has a gentler angle to its bed. Now, if we think about picking up particles and getting them into motion, do you think that the more shear stress you apply, the larger the particle that you'll be able to move? How about for that really fine-grained stuff? That shouldn't take much shear stress at all, right? Actually, it's a little counterintuitive, but the really fine-grained stuff actually takes a lot of shear stress to get moving. Why is that? It's small. It's lightweight. It should be easy to get going. One of the phenomena that we see in very fine-grained material is something called cohesion. It's like a very weak electrostatic force that's actually going to help those little particles stay stuck together. And so your shear stress has to increase enough to overcome that weak electrostatic force that's holding all your little particles together. In a way, it's kind of like when all your socks come out of the dryer all stuck together and staticky, and you pull them apart, and then they're stuck to you, and then your pants are stuck to you. Yeah, it's rather like that. So it's going to take a little more shear stress to get those little things into motion than you might otherwise expect. Now, big stuff, of course, it takes a lot of shear stress to get big stuff moving, like cobbles and boulders and gravel, because those are being held down by their own weight. Shear stress has got to overcome gravity to get those particles into motion. So there's a magic grain size that's the easiest grain size to move. And that's in the fine to medium sand-sized grain category. So, your little stuff is hard to move, and your big stuff's hard to move. And it's the stuff in the middle that's just right.